El Salvadoran or Nicaraguan. To them, we were all Puerto Ricans. Around that time, these older guys who had done jail time came back to our neighborhood. They greeted each other with choreographed handshakes. They were members of the Latin Kings gang. My friends and I idolized them. We started calling ourselves RP, or Redondo Pride, after the nickname of our housing complex. Our colors were red, white, and brown. We didn't think of ourselves as a real gang, but if you jumped me with two of your boys, I'd catch you with five of mine. We went from fistfighting to mugging kids at the mall for their beepers and money.
Okay, after hearing what Sergio and his friends went through on Puerto Rican Day, it's not hard to understand why they would want to stand up for themselves and fight back against the kids who like to beat up Latinos. But I don't think that starting Redondo Pride was the best way to do it. I mean, I can see why a group like that might appeal to kids. It must be nice to feel like you've always got your buddies to back you up if someone hurts you or starts a fight with you. But the guys in RP did a lot more than just protect each other. After a while, they started breaking the law. They did stuff, like mugging those kids at the mall, that really hurt other people and could get the RP members in serious trouble. Sergio says that Redondo Pride wasn't a gang, but the stuff they did sounds pretty gang-like to me. Let's read on. We're on page 38 at Violence and Death.
Violence and Death. My best friend, Indu, was the only person I trusted outside of Redondo Pride. He refused to join our group because he was working hard to graduate from high school. I got kicked out of school at the end of my freshman year after I fought with a kid in the hallway. My mother was heartbroken that